Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Peggy Smedley Show, the voice of MDM and connected devices.
Welcome back, listeners. On our first segment, we kicked off the final leg of our Fall Technology Innovator Series, which has been highlighted by several top executives at companies that are implementing MDM technology. Today, we're talking with Jack Levis, the Director of Process Management at UPS, about how his company is leveraging connected devices and solutions to bring logistics to the next level. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you.
You know, Jack, before the break, we were talking about package flow and how it plays. And I know that you're saying it's kind of a silly name, but I really think it's great what you guys are doing. So why don't you continue on where I had to kind of cut you off before we took that quick commercial break?
Well, I'm a data geek, and the goal of package flow is to take our data, turn it into information and then knowledge. And I think we've done that. We know where every package is every second. We know where it needs to go. We know why it needs to go there. And then by adjusting some of the parameters, changing where you want your package or what you're looking for, we can use our connected devices to make sure the package gets to where you want. I'm proud that in 2011, Gartner awarded us the Gartner Business Intelligence Excellence Award for the combination of the data, the processes, and the devices that made it a reality.
And you know what? I got to tell you, Jack, I'm glad that you're a data geek because we love the data geeks because that means you understand the importance beyond what, you know, what the data is all about, because it's not just about having a device. It's about understanding the information that comes from those, you know, the data. And that's the most important thing, because what I'd love for you to do is give our listeners a real example of how the data actually affects how, you know, the average customer, the UPS customer, is able to get that package. Because if you didn't have that data, they're not getting their package.
That's how it's turned out, by the way. We need the data. You know, we're trying to go back in time almost with package flow to the days when we were a small company and could keep everything in our head about every customer. We called it being one-to-one, treating every customer like they were the only customer we have, every package like it's the only one we have, every transaction like it's the only one we have. So with package flow, if you want your package held at the building, the systems know to hold it. If you want it redirected, we can redirect your package. The data tells the systems what to do. I'm particularly proud of something that's finding a needle in a haystack. I told you about the GPS chip we put in the dyad. Well, we created a database through some advanced analytics of about every address in the U.S. We have about 250 million addresses there. So we know the latitude and longitude of where your house is and where it should be delivered. So if our driver goes to deliver to your house, and it's a rare event, but sometimes they're on Elm Street and they think they're on Oak Street, well, our service is improved because the dyad will say, are you sure you're at the right place? Because I don't think that the address and the latitude and longitude are matching up. So it's helped reduce our cost. It's helped improve service. It's helped us offer new products. And it's also, made us more efficient.
You know, talk about that a little bit. I'm a big one here when we talk a lot about with the insurance companies and other about driver performance. Talk about to improve just overall operations. I know you guys talk about integrating it in telematics into the fleet part, and I know you don't want to say that you're a trucking company, but it's also improved, you know, driver habits and idling, which has reduced, you know, driver performance. And I think, you know, you talk about so many trucks on the road, and I'm a big one that talks about driver safety and things like, you know, just mileage and things like that. I think we always talk about there's, you know, how is everybody safe when they're on the road? But you've also been able to reduce fuel savings and things like that. And I think that's significant in being able to use the data. That's a whole nother thing, not only being able to deliver customer packages, but just cost savings in an entirely different way in putting a carbon footprint, I think, is another thing to talk about.
Sure. So, you know, the dyad gathers a lot of data, and we had other internal data, but we found a new data source that we hadn't thought about before, and that was the vehicle itself. So we put a device on the vehicle, and it gathers all the PIDs and all the information coming from the vehicle, RPMs and speed and vibration and oil pressure. So we're gathering all this information, and we add it into our package flow infrastructure. And now we can look at how drivers are doing during their day. So rather than going out and supervising, We can say, are you leaving your vehicle on? Are you wearing your seatbelt? Are you being efficient? Are there problems maybe with traffic? Things that we can do to analyze it. And through the use of that, we've reduced a tremendous number of miles through package flow and telematics. We've reduced 35 million miles driven a year. And by the way, that's good for UPS. That's also good for the environment. That's 3.5 million gallons worth of fuel that we're not buying. It's 35,000 metric tons of CO2 not going into the atmosphere. Just idling alone has reduced 653,000 gallons of gas just by telling people you're idling. You know, don't leave your vehicle on. By the way, it works for your own vehicle at home too. Pay attention to your vehicle on, and you'll get some savings in fuel economy as well.
And that kind of, and again, we go back to what we talk about, having the data. I mean, before you really looked at this, and now that you're saying you're a technology company and you've looked at this, would you have really thought it was possible before really looking at the data? Because a lot of people have data, but they don't really look at the data. Did you really think that was all possible before you really saw how the dyads would provide that information and really looked at, you know, operational efficiency? Did you really believe all that was possible and how much you could have saved?
I got to tell you, you know, the low-hanging fruit everybody will get, but we've been working on efficiencies for so long, we were going, you know, beyond the low-hanging fruit. I was shocked at some of the things we found. Believe it or not, we saved a tremendous amount of money by informing drivers of a better way to start the vehicle by analyzing telematics data. So just for you and everybody, but many people start their vehicle and then they put on their seatbelt and you adjust your mirrors and then you go get ready to go. Start your vehicle last. In the time between starting your vehicle and doing all that other work, the engine idling cost us a tremendous amount of fuel. So there's all these insights in there that amaze me about the data. Another one that comes to mind is, do you remember Sesame Street? There was this little segment that said there's four kids, and which one of these kids are different than the other, and then they'd sing a little song. Well, we did that electronically. We did that mathematically and said, which one of these vehicles are different than the others through telematics? And as it turns out, the vehicle that's different than the others is getting ready to fail. And so we've gone from repairing vehicles or proactively doing maintenance on vehicles to moving to more condition-based maintenance from the data. I didn't expect to be able to find that.
So you trained all your UPS drivers as Sesame Street? Is this what you're saying? You had a Sesame Street class?
Oh, Jack, you should see some of the things we do.
That's awesome. I love it. I now have a whole new visual of UPS now, and it's a fun one, but I like it. I like it. So tell us, how do you think, you know, this whole world of MDM, all these connected devices, you know, are going to continue to advance and help UPS going forward?
So in my mind, analytics is the future. I mean, businesses are just starting to tap into their data. Again, data to information to knowledge. And when you do that, you need machines that can help simplify operations. So I think M2M becomes essential in that mix. Now, analytics is about making better decisions, using data for better decisions. When you add a device into that, now you can make a better decision quicker because this wireless smart connected device, your decision goes quicker and it goes wherever you are, and that's essential. By the way, one more thing we shouldn't minimize is the impact of some of the younger people. You know, younger people expect to be mobile. They expect that when they are in their office Monday morning, it's like they were Sunday night, where they're roaming and they're on their laptop or their iPad and their cell phone. Monday morning, all of a sudden, they're connected. So I think these disconnected or connected devices that are mobile will help people make better decisions and make it quicker.
So what can we expect to see from UPS? You know, certainly we're going to expect a lot of packages for the holiday season. We know that. But what can we expect to see in the next year from UPS?
Well, we're going to take some of our analytics to the next level. We're going to start deploying systems that will look for more needles in a haystack and improve our performance to a greater level by telling drivers, here is a prescribed, most efficient way to deliver your packages for the customers that are on board today, and that's going to require some very advanced devices, some good connections back to the mothership, and some analytics that are really, really world-class, and we're starting to deploy that now. You'll see an expansion of some of our customized tools where customers can, from their desktop, tell the driver what they want, and it'll get to their driver's computer, and that handheld device will tell them where to move it. We have a product called My Choice Today that allows customers to personalize their delivery experience, and we'll be expanding that as well.
Well, I think it's really exciting what we're hearing you guys doing at UPS, and I think it's exciting, and I think you're setting a trend for helping drivers know what they have to do and making an interesting way for what MDM's all about. And, Jack, I want to thank you for being there. Is there more information that our listeners can, you know, learn more about what UPS is doing, you know, website to go?
Sure, www.ups.com, and there's a whole section from corporate on press releases and media notes and lots of things, and then you'll always find something about us in the media.
All right. Well, Jack, I want to thank you for being on our show. And for listeners, you know, you want to check out what Jack's article. It's in the November-December issue of Connected World. Jack did a great job of telling us how M2M is delivering your packages on time for this holiday season and beyond. Jack, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you, Peggy.
All right. Take care. All right, listeners, stick around. We've got a whole lot more to talk about. Mike Krause is going to join me for this next segment to wrap things up for this week's show. And in the meantime, if you want to check out some of our past archives, you can go to www.connectedworldmag.com, or you can go to the Peggy Smedley Show. com. There's a whole bunch of past segments you can see, but stick around. There's a lot more to talk about where we might have some updates for you on the iPad mini. They know they've had their press conference, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the security world. So stick around. We've got a lot more to talk about. As always, this is the Peggy Smedley Show, the voice of M2M and connected devices, and we are broadcast to you by WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Military, things can change in an instant. Your personal life is just the same. Just like you protect our country, you want your family protected. That's why thousands of military members trust Navy Mutual Life Insurance. Navy Mutual is nonprofit, providing current and former Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard families with life insurance, no sales fees, and no military service restrictions. Protecting members on active duty and beyond. Call 1-800-628-6011, 800-628-6011, NavyMutual.org. Insuring those who serve.
Cellular M2M devices are everywhere, which presents unique challenges. Fleet telematics, remote monitoring and control, ATMs, vending machines, and asset tracking are just a few examples. M2M devices can be virtually any application where a machine communicates via cellular signal with another machine or computer. Without reliable cellular signal, these data devices could be rendered unusable. But whatever your M2M application, Wilson Electronics has a solution for you. For more information on Wilson's full product line of M2M solutions, visit www.wilsonm2m.com.
Have you ever been on the phone waiting forever to have an airline solve a travel issue for you? When your flight is delayed or canceled, what do you do? Join our free Biz Travel Club and you will have a team of travel advocates working for you. You'll receive valuable business travel tips and tricks, get exceptional travel services from a company that's been helping travelers for over 28 years. We know how to get you there efficiently and economically. So come sign up at freebiztravelclub.com. That's certainly a price you can live with.
Take a good look around you. It's everywhere. You can't escape it. If you think you understand all you need to know, don't bet on it. That's why Connected World Magazine was created. It's here to help boomers, Xers, NYers, and anyone else who wants to stay on top of this fast-paced, technologically driven world. Whether you're looking for the latest connected devices, apps, or events, or just the hottest new smartphone to watch YouTube videos, you can find it all on the pages of Connected World, the go-to source for your devices. Visit connectedworldmag.com/subscribe to get your hands on the must-have magazine covering today's hottest connected devices, and it's only $12.97 per year. Place your order today by visiting connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. And follow us on Twitter at ConnectedWMag.
From low-cost embedded modules to full-function gateway solutions, Richardson RFPD provides a complete range of M2M wireless connectivity products and services. Featuring Sierra Wireless AirLink gateways and AirPrime modules, Maestro Wireless GPS modules and cellular modems, and more of the latest new products from the world's leading suppliers. Realize your vision for M2M solutions with Richardson RFPD. Learn more online at www.richardsonrfpd.com/M2M.